It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Am I tempted to start with the Penguins today? And I guess merely by saying that, I have started with the Penguins today. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. I'm like everybody else in this town. They're on the afterburner. They're sort of an afterthought. I'm not thinking much about them, especially on a week where we have Steelers-Ravens, but they keep nudging themselves into the headlines by doing things like, oh, I don't know, giving up 6 goals in the first period. Are you kidding me, Limits? Did you watch this debacle?
Well, it seemed like as soon as I turned in, it was already over by the time it was starting in the first couple of minutes. So it became a game that was unwatchable after the first period, Joe. I mean, in all sincerity.
I just can't do it. I happened to hear Phil Bork during the broadcast. This is a proud franchise. I can't remember the last time they were down 5-0 in the first period on home ice. Well, that turned into 6. And I don't know. I think Bob Grove tweeted something later. I know not what. But after Sid got an angry elbowing penalty, this was Borky. And I quote, "I wish it was somebody else doing it. I know you're thinking it. I'm saying it." Such is the state of the Penguins. I saw yesterday in The Athletic that they have the 3rd biggest attendance drop in all of hockey. So I'm just going to say this for now. They've accidentally hit rock bottom earlier than intended. Why not stay? Why not approach some of these stars and ask if they want to leave? Sit a separate case, obviously. Why not try to trade the lesser names but still effective players like Marcus Pettersson, Ricard Raquel, anybody else? Beg somebody. Tell them you'll give them $1 billion if they'll take Tristan Jarry. Something like that. You have to make a decision on the coach. I don't even know who's making the decisions. Is it Kyle Dupas or is it Dean Werner there at the top? I don't even know who makes the decision on the coach. But man, I'd be awfully tempted. Now that you have arrived at bottom, you hit the iceberg maybe 2 years early, why not just stay? Why not just stay there? That's how your franchise won all their Stanley Cups, after all, was by hitting bottom. Why not just stay? Make moves to ensure that you get a good draft pick. Things like that. Many good draft picks. Maybe Sully would be a better coach with young guys than he is with this team. This team doesn't listen to him. They don't play the kind of hockey he wants on any consistent basis. And now I've gone too long. I'm going to pass on the Penguins like the 600 people per game that no longer attend the games. And that's just the announced crowds, right?
It looked pretty empty, especially in the first period. It looked empty. A buddy of mine took a picture of it and sent it in our group chat. And it looked like the arena was half full, maybe half full.
By the end of the first period, yes. There might have been, 4 people there?
I don't blame them. I mean, this is just, we knew the fall from grace was coming. We didn't know how hard it was going to be. They are hitting rock bottom, and it is rapid.
Yeah, and that might be a blessing in disguise. All right, table the Penguin talk. Let's see if they nudge themselves into a headline by doing something else hideous in the next couple days. The funny thing is, they actually have a very winnable week coming up, and they're not that far out of playoff position. So a week from now, we could be talking about the playoff-bound Penguins, but I don't think so.
Columbus.
I don't think so. You know, the whole idea was that having the Stars, and I'm still talking about the Penguins, having the Stars stick around, I was talking to Crowley about this, you at least stay competitive and keep people in the building. Whoops. Seems like 0-2 on that front, right? Can we move on, please?
Yes,
I'm not even in a six-pack, but I want you to crack one.
I already cracked one. Here's 2. Thank you, Limits. That's what you need watching the Penguins right now, apparently.
I appreciate that. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have the Mike Tomlin news conference today, and then the great, the one and only Brian Batko joining me after that to interpret all that was said. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. All right, forget all that. It's Penguins. They're on my mind. This is unbelievable. What have they done to me with that game last night?
Your Indiana Fever jacket again.
You like that?
Did you see Caitlin Clark hanging out with Tyrese Haliburton at the game?
Yes, I did. And did you see that Pittsburgh is making maybe more of a push for a WNBA team?
No.
I'm all about it.
Fill me in briefly.
The Pittsburgh Limits, I would call them. Yeah.
The Limitless Wonders. Would you like that one? The Wonder Twins?
The Wonder Twins.
How about this? I got a text last night from our athletic director at Baldwin. Why do they call you Limits?
I like that a lot.
I've received that text. You don't even want to know how many times in the last couple of months.
Well, it would take an explanation, I guess, of more than just a word or two, wouldn't it? You'd have to tell the story. I don't know. There was some quotes in the paper yesterday that they're making more of a push. That's all. We need to move on. We need to move on to Steelers.
What about the NBA? Well, the NBA.
No, that's never happening. Don't even think about that.
That makes me sad.
This is the best rivalry in Pittsburgh sports. It's not what it used to be, but man, it's getting back up there. I'll say that. It's getting back up there when both teams are good. And that's the case right now. This is as anticipated a Steeler-Raven game as I can remember. It seems like one or the other has been good in most years. Maybe there's a game or two I'm missing. You have to kind of go back maybe to the Immaculate Extension, the Antonio Brown catch at the goal line. Remember that one?
Lamar overthrowing
Limitless Wonder.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah,
on
that was one too.
The 2-point play.
Although I think Andrews should have caught that ball, but that's beside the point. It can never be what it was, but who cares? Some things just aren't. You know what I mean? It can never be, putting out a bounty on Hines and Bettis and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Ben, and it's just not going to be like that again. But this is pretty damn good, what we have this week. I'll say that much. And would you agree that it's the best rivalry in Pittsburgh sports right now?
Right now, yes. I mean, when Cincinnati was humming in the last couple of years, I mean, I remember just the days of Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones.
That was good, yeah.
Those rivalries, I think it's somewhat exceeded the Ravens because it was just so tension-fueled.
At the time,
and
you mean exceeded the Ravens.
The time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But now it's the model of consistency with the Ravens and the Steelers, and this rivalry is always relevant. And the thing that I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. Like, I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
Hold on a second, Limits. You may have just come up with a topic. You're listening out there. You're Steeler fans. Do you agree with that? He's basically saying there's not a hatred for the Ravens. It's more of a respect thing.
Well,
maybe from the fan base.
There could be some both.
Okay.
But I think there's a lot of respect there.
More respect for them than others. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Compared to the division. Like, I think about when Ryan Shazier was hurt in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And immediately, Baltimore holds like a moment of silence for him in like the next week. Just because. Like, I think Baltimore, as much as you can hate them, I think they're a classy organization in your division. And I think they think the same of the Steelers.
Limits have spoken. Your reaction to that. How do you view the Ravens? Is it just pure, unadulterated sports hatred? You know, not actual life hatred. Is my microphone hot here? Is it too hot? Is it buzzing in your ear, or is that just me in my ear?
It sounds good.
Thank you, Limits.
You're quite welcome.
Do you agree with Limits at 412-928-9370 about that? I'd be very curious to hear from people. That is a hot take. That thing is smoking hot right now.
I'll put it out there on social media as well.
I don't even want to go, how are you going to phrase it, though? That's the question. Is it more respect than sports hatred for the Ravens?
Well, I know
because I've always sensed that the Ravens are reviled in this town first. However, on your topic, to your point, as they say, I think Harbaugh and Tomlin have a ton of respect for each other. I've seen them in off-season settings. I was watching it was an event in Baltimore. This was probably a number of years ago where Tomlin showed up with Harbaugh and they were up on stage sort of good-naturedly ribbing each other, I think taking some questions. It was really good. And, without rivals, where are we in sports? I think there has to be respect when you look back on Steelers Raiders or Steelers Cowboys from those great Super Bowls or Steelers Ravens in its previous iteration or Penguins Flyers. Yeah, it's pure hatred on one hand, but you also are glad they exist because that's what makes sports, right? And I think after Steelers Ravens, where are we with our rivalries in this town? It feels like the Penguins and Pirates don't have any really cooking right now. Yeah, there's Ovechkin and Sid, but is that what it used to be? No, because neither team is a Stanley Cup contender. The Capitals aren't. They're off to a nice start. But you know what I mean, is it's hard to have a real rivalry, certainly one at the height of its powers, if neither team is that good. Sometimes even if just one of them stinks, but at least you can still have that. The Pirates, who was their last rival? The Cardinals? Back in 13, 14, 15, that was pretty good. The Cardinals and the Reds, right? Who is it now? It's nobody. They don't have one. They need to get good again before they have one. Pitt's lost in the ACC now. I guess West Virginia Pitt would be my second biggest rivalry in town right now, I guess. And then who? Limits. Do you agree with that? Penguins, Flyers, I don't even think about.
Pens, Caps.
Eh.
It was really good in 16, 17, 18. That's because whoever won that series went on to win the cup.
Back when you were 8 years old.
Correct.
Yes. I'm saying right now.
Now, I'm not saying that Steelers, Ravens, there's not a lot of hate there. There is. But
Now you're backing off your position.
No, you are. I still think there's a huge amount of respect there because I don't think there's respect with Cleveland, and I don't think there's respect with Cincinnati, and I think there is with Baltimore. That's what I think.
All right.
You can still hate the Ravens, but you can respect them at the same time because I don't think that many Steeler fans at all respect Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Do you agree with Limits there? This guy's gone wild. We should put out a video. Limits gone wild. 412-928.
I've been very strong on this take for a couple of years now.
93-70. Well, I want to refine that take a little bit. I mean,
go right ahead.
Which one do you lean more toward yourself as a Steeler fan? Respect or hatred for the Ravens?
Mostly hatred, but not as much hatred towards the other two franchises.
Then there goes your take, Limits. What is happening here? You started out by saying there's more respect here than hatred.
Compared to the other two AFC North divisional teams. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Those are the ones you see the most often.
Yeah.
But you said
the reason you like this rivalry the best is because of the mutual respect. For me, let me think about this for a second without having dead silence on the radio. So the greatest rivalry for the Bills growing up was the Dolphins. I hated their guts. And it's only in retrospect that I respect the fact that they were there and appreciate it. No, I disagree with you. I hate my rivals. I like the fact that I hate them. Don't get me wrong. They're what makes sports great. But it's hard. It's hard to, I don't know. And then what do you mean by respect? I do respect the Ravens, but I'm not a fan. You know, what I would really respect is fans who just purely revile their fiercest rivals. That's what I think.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That's what you feel as a fan. I'm trying to crawl back into my fan skin from many years ago. And all I held for the Miami Dolphins was sports hatred.
Very animosity. Very conflicted text line.
Let's hear some.
Half the texters agree, half the texters do not. One person saying, I have absolutely no bleep respect for the Ravens. Austin, you're out of line. I work in Baltimore, and there's a lot of hate there. Other people that are agreeing with me said, I agree with Limits. Respect the Ravens. Want blood versus the Browns and the Bengals. I couldn't agree more with Limits. Yes, there is a hated rivalry between us and the Ravens, but it's equally respected as much as it is hated. Chris in Kentucky said, I've always felt that way. I hate the Bengals, but I don't hate the Ravens. I respect them. Somebody else saying, I respect the Ravens organization, how they're run, but in the same vein, I despise them more than any other franchise in the NFL. That's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, that kind of sums it up better than I've been able to.
I guess that's a tough line to walk there for me. You know, did I respect Don Shula? No, I hated Don Shula. In retrospect, after all these years, of course I respect him. And of course Dan Marino, who's related to my friend Larry Richard. Of course I do.
And Cale Berger.
Not really him.
Not your friend?
No, I like Cale. He's a great guy. But in at the time, when you're in it, I'm not thinking, oh, man, I respect these guys so much. Just I'm overflowing with respect and admiration. No. No, I despise them. I want bad things, in a sporting sense, to happen to them all the time.
Do you think anybody ever goes on the field and says, man, I really just respect these guys? Like, oh, just credit to you.
I asked my nephew, Danny, nice man, my sister Bridget's son, born and raised in Baltimore, diehard Ravens fan. I just texted him because of this unexpected topic that City Limits has raised. Do you respect the Steelers or just hate them, asking for a friend? He said, I respect them, I guess, more so than Browns Bengals.
There you go.
Is that the way you feel?
That's
then?
Exactly how I
feel.
Is
that well stated?
Yes. I didn't state it well enough, which I should have. But
so in this case, enemies of enemies are friends. Have you ever heard that saying before?
Oh, yeah. I've experienced that.
Ravens and Steelers fans can bond over hating and not even respecting the Browns and Bengals, and yet having a healthy hatred and respect for each other. That was very well phrased, I thought.
Entirely. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Cincinnati and Cleveland, you think of instances like Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph.
Well,
you
hold on.
AB's getting his head taken off.
Yeah, let's not pretend there haven't been things in Ravens Steelers that would make you purely hate them.
Oh, there have.
Like taking out a bounty on Hines Ward would be one thing, right?
And exactly, entirely. I agree. But I feel like some of the things
those Bengals were more hateable than anybody, though, in divisional history. I do agree with that. The Vontaze Burfict Bengals were the most hateable single team in history.
It was bad. Pac-Man Jones basically was going out there trying to destroy anybody that was on the Steelers offense.
Burfict was spitting into Castro's face. Do you remember that?
Remember Joey Porter came off the field and ended up causing a 15-yard penalty in the Steelers to kick a game-winning field goal?
I also remember Joey Porter pushing over an injured Todd Heap in Baltimore one day, and then another day climbing onto the Ravens team bus after the game.
Remember when he threw the Browns fan to the ground?
That was James Harrison.
That was James Harrison. Getting ahead of myself.
You're likable. You're a very likable man. I don't think anybody could deny that. And you've come up with a hell of a take here. 412-928-9370. If only I knew what the take was. It's that as Steelers fans, one of your own here, Wonder Twin, is claiming that with the Browns and Bengals, it's just pure, unadulterated hate. With the Ravens, it's respect combined with hate. And again, I reiterate, you know, a sports kind of hate. Nothing but animosity for the others. Animosity mixed with respect. But you kind of drop the respect this week, don't you? Especially
well,
if you're going to Heinz Field.
If you're going up against them, then it goes out the window.
Let's get a little sampling on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline here. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits has come out hot. What do you think?
Let's start with Colin in New Kensington.
What's up?
Not Colin, Joey from New Kensington.
Same thing.
I have a little bit of a different perspective because I've my family has had season tickets since 1970 when Three Rivers opened. So I was present when the Raiders Steelers was the greatest rivalry in football history, and the Ravens Steelers have taken over that greatest rivalry in football because it's been consistent every year for the past 20 years. So I disagree somewhat with what you're saying. The Ravens and Steelers hate each other. We dislike the Browns. We dislike the Bengals. The Ravens and Steelers are the greatest rivalry in football.
You know what? That's a hell of a take. And now I'm going to explore that question, perhaps silently, as we're on the air with live radio. Is this the greatest rivalry of the 21st century? I think it is. I think that Patriots-Colts was great when it was Brady and Manning. What else? Like Bills-Dolphins, the AFC South doesn't even exist. Chiefs-Raiders, but the Raiders stink. Where else are we going here? Eagles-Cowboys? The Cowboys haven't won, advanced to an NFC title game since when? Mulsey had hair?
If you go by the amount of times that they play in prime time, you'd think the Giants and Cowboys always won 12 games every season and played against each other in the NFC championship game.
So Cowboys-Eagles is still a good rivalry, I'll give you that, but it ain't this. Vikings-Packers is historic. Bears-Packers is historic. I mean, the Bears are about to fire a coach named Matt Eberflus. How can you be in a rivalry with anybody, right? Although I'll still give them their props. Bears, it's legendary. Those two, Packers, Vikings, Packers, Bears. But it's not this. 49ers, Rams. 49ers, Seahawks had a great rivalry, but it was very brief. It was Harbaugh against Pete Carroll. I thought for a very brief time it was the best rivalry for 3 or 4 years there. But in terms of lasting power, that guy from New Kensington, my old stomping grounds, I used to work the graveyard shift at the Valley News dispatch limits, the old other 9-to-5 shift. I'd get in at 9, start putting together the next day's paper, and wouldn't get out till 5. And then with my friend Ron Ledgerd, I would go to the Denny's in New Ken for breakfast. And then I would hit rush hour morning traffic and get really angry on the way home from my shift. Did you know I did that?
No. When would you sleep?
When I got home. I'd sleep from 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock until about 3, then have some activity, then go to dinner, eat dinner anyway, and then go in back at 9. It was horrible. It's horrible. I didn't like it. Some people adjust to the graveyard shift. My body just rejected it like you wouldn't believe. I did it for about a year. Horrifying.
Mine would probably reject it too.
I think he's right. I think Steelers-Ravens, it's waned. It's ebbed and waned. Is that the right phrase?
Flowed.
It's ebbed and flowed, but it's the best rivalry in the NFL in the 21st century. It is, and it's back, and this is gigantic. There's some other really good games this week. Chiefs and Bills, probably takes the national stage. I think Romo and Nance are in Buffalo and all of that, but man, I don't think it's a better game than Steelers-Ravens, and I think this right now, and for really the past 23 years, however long, whenever the millennium turned, this is it. I agree with the guy. Do you?
Ever since I was born. Yes, I mean, I do, because you've seen it in AFC championship games. You've seen it in playoff games. I mean, it seems like every time these two teams play, it's a one-possession game down to the wire. It's never a blowout. It's never one-sided. Even if a team is bad, like when some of the average Steelers teams have played the Ravens over the last few years, they've still had, they've won 6 out of their last 7 against Baltimore?
It feels like
and they haven't been good?
Yeah, always on the line when they play. It feels that way anyway, that at least one of the two teams is really good. I remember, even though things haven't turned out so well, the Kenny Pickett game in Baltimore 2 years ago was awesome and memorable. Remember that final drive with the touchdown pass to Najee to win the game?
With the gold end zones.
That was in Crinkulent.
Or that was Oakland. Yeah, on the road. That was a difficult catch by Najee, too.
And then you had other games tons of them. Everyone from Dennis Dixon. I remember a game where Ryan Mallett, the Ravens were horrible, and they beat the Steelers and basically cost the Steelers a playoff spot, except the fact that Sexy Rexy lost the next week at home to the Jets. Or did he beat the Jets? I can't remember. The Steelers needed an unlikely outcome from Bills-Jets and got it and made the playoffs that year. It's fantastic. And now look at this week. We have Russell Wilson, rejuvenated Russell, against Lamar Jackson and everything else that goes into this rivalry. Derrick Henry has joined the rivalry. A little bit of George Pickens here, a little bit of TJ Watt there, a little bit of Roquan Smith here, a little bit of Patrick Queen there. This is great stuff. He's right. It's the best rivalry.
I don't even know
if you're right because I'm still trying to figure out your take. But I think Limits' take is you hate the Bengals and Browns and don't respect them, whereas at least there's a respect factor mixed in.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.